UKIP says it will slash the foreign aids budget if it gets into government, saving the taxpayer billions. The party's leader, Paul Nuttall, wants to reduce the amount going overseas from 0.7 to 0.2% of the GDP.
We can no longer afford to contract out our aid policies to the likes of Bono and Bob Geldof. And don't let anybody tell you either that the amount we spend on foreign aid is a trifling sum. It isn't.
A pensioner allegedly tried to hire a hitman from Kingston to kill his wealthy partner so he could run off with his younger lover. Lucy Mayer has the details.
David Harris is accused of offering three men up to £250,000 to murder his wife Hazel Allenson. It's believed he wanted to get his hands on the £800,000 home he shared with her in West Sussex. Jurors were told he first contacted alleged hitman Christopher May from Kingston last year, claiming he wanted help to collect a debt, but it's claimed Mr. May unsuccessfully tried to warn Hazel about her husband's intentions to have her murdered. The second hitman alerted police, who brought in an undercover detective to pose as a third killer for hire. Harris denies three counts of soliciting to murder. The trial continues.
A large explosion struck a coal mine in northern Iran, trapping dozens of miners. Ambulances, helicopters and other rescue vehicles have been sent to the scene. One official says as many as 50 people are trapped underground outside of the town of Azadshah. A woman whose car plunged into a river was saved from drowning by a woking man who dived into the water after hearing her screams. Stephen Jones heard the crash from his parents' home in Cambridgeshire on Sunday night. He jumped into the north level drain as her car sank and he pulled the driver free in pitch black darkness. The 34-year-old said his heroics were what anybody would do. The woman was unhurt but was later charged with drink driving. Police in Paris say a man has died trying to climb on the roof of a Eurostar train bound for London. He was apparently electrocuted by the cables above the train. Several refugees and migrants have been killed in recent years trying to get into the UK via the Channel Tunnel. Wimbledon's organisers say they won't make a special case for Maria Sharapova if she has to apply for a wild card. The former champion's working her way back after a 15-month drug ban. Her world ranking's not yet good enough to enter qualifying, but the All England club say an application will be discussed with the rest on the 20th of June. With Serena Williams absent while she expects her first child, Chairman Philip Brook has been asked if they need Sharapova.
We're delighted that she's going to become a mum, and we wish her all the best with that. The other thing to say is that Wimbledon is a very strong event, and we're looking forward to having a very successful and very interesting tournament. In any event,
a dangerous dog that allegedly bit a postal worker in Wimbledon was due to be seized by police until they discovered it was a Chihuahua. Last week, officers armed with a lead large enough for a Rottweiler visited John and Linda Ainslow's home. The couple have criticised the ridiculous call-out in the London's Evening Standard, but Royal Mail stands by its postwoman's complaint, saying little Louis's bite had drawn blood. And that's the latest. I'm Sophie Weaver.